Oh, I guess it's Monday. It's the news. According to moi. Well, doesn't work on that without just me. And let the games begin. It is. Oh, there we go. It's going to look. Okay. Push the button and make this thing happen. The dog started acting up. But he's settling right down. He's just picked a more comfortable spot. He knows he's got to settle in for the duration here. When he starts hearing me talking to this little black thing on my desk. This little thing with wires and stuff coming out of it. He's not sure what that is. All he knows is I sit here like a crazy man whining and crying into a little microphone. He doesn't know what a microphone is. He just thinks it's some weird thing that has to deal with before he gets a treat or something. I don't know. But now he's got a little bone chewy thing over there he's got going on. So that'll be in the background. But I, your host, Kevin, start the day off. It starts the week off. And the month. Here we have June 2nd. It is 7:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. June 2nd, 2025. It's a Monday. Top of the week, top of the month. Top of the year. Middle of the year, actually. We're in the sixth month of the year. Year's pretty much over. All right, so it's pretty much done deal. But probably start getting ready for winter, start closing things down. I'm actually going through all my junk in my garages. I have multiple garages. The plural for garage. More. Trying to get those cleaned out. And trying to get things just so I can get stuff in before. But I'm hoping to get things in by winter time. That's the goal and the plan. Get some things organized. So I'm not sure if I'm going to have a little yard sale. Sell half the yard. Because that's a whole other issue. Mowing takes a lot of time. Just sell part of the yard and let somebody else mow it. Or not. I chose to not mow about half my yard. Just letting it grow up. I'm going to make a little trail around my property. The outer parts of my property. It's going to be a little trail. And what's going to be fun about it is I want to kind of make it for a little Jeep trail. So I can run my Jeep. I can take my Jeep around the trail. But also a walking trail for the, you know, so I can walk the dogs, ride the bikes, whatever we're going to do around the trail. So it's all kind of a part of the larger plan of things. Dog's getting restless now, so this is going to be an interesting day. Well, folks, I have in my cup, this is, by the way, this is the show, in case you haven't, since it's the top of the month, I'll introduce the show a little bit more. This is a show about nothing. It's a show about my opinion of the news, everything that's going on and in the world. Throwing in a bit of theological discourse. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a lot of things. But the, he's got another chewy thing. I see what he's got. And about half, there's no sponsor for this show. You're not going to get any advertisements. So you have to just put up with my rambling occasionally. Rather than hearing something about noble gold or something about some kind of food supplement or selling coins or whatever it is. Nature's vitamins, whatever. I have, none of that happens on this show. It's just me rambling. Over and over. And by the way, you can call the show or text the show at 812-379-8778. I need to make some – I was listening to Mike Rowe. He's a guy who is kind of a – I look up to him. I got a lot of respect for the guy. He more so as a voiceover artist, that's where he really – made his money. He's able to tell stories. He's really like when he does dirty jobs and Deadliest Catch. He's very good at narrating shows, and it's his voice in the background that it really people, I think, connect with. He's got a good storytelling voice, but he's also the guy's. He's incredibly smart. He's incredibly well read. If I would read, I'd probably be well read as well, but I'm not. I'm well YouTubed. Ask me about some YouTuber, content creator. Not TikTok, not whatever else is out there. I don't even know what else is out there. Other than X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm not even big on Twitter either, but if you ask me about YouTube creators, especially political realm stuff, I'll tell you all about that. Getting back to my topic here about the show, I'm talking about myself. I have in my cup. I have this cup thing in my cup. I always talk about what's in my cup. In my cup is my famous blend of Pacific chai and Big Train creamy vanilla chai latte. And I have that. It's hot. That's a hot tea, hot chai latte. And in my other cup, my backup cup is the most exciting usually because it's a random thing. You never know really what's in that going to be in that. I call it the pièce de résistance. Because I'm not French either. I heard somebody say it once. The in my cup is my freshly brewed, as of yesterday, and properly aged overnight, chilled in the refrigerator, my freshly brewed peach sweet tea with fresh peaches in it. That's how I make it peachy. I don't put some kind of flavoring in it. It's just the flavoring is the peaches. But it's a sweet tea, freshly brewed, home brewed. In the peaches, I slice up peaches and put them in there. Also, just for those of you who this may be your first time listening, I have two studios. I have one at the home, I call it the home studio, and then there's the worldwide headquarters studio, which will be eventually very very soon is going to be the area where I do a lot of live broadcasting from, and. I'm not sure what the rest of my schedule this month, up until the 20th, there will be fairly consistent shows, and I'll probably be able to do some. This week is going to be a little bit crazy. I have to leave Thursday. I might be able to get up early enough Thursday morning to throw a short little show in. Friday morning, very unlikely there will be a show because. I will be gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and get home Sunday. So I'll start the shows over again on Monday, which leaves me with one more week off, basically, before I have to start back to work. And a lot of things that need to be done are just starting to gain some momentum here on some things. Hopefully, to get some things done before I leave on Thursday. But it's like some major things that just they can't get done without like major. Things I can't just do one day or part of a day. It just has to be all done, kind of like a band-aid coming off. Anyway, aside from that, the worldwide headquarters that's the place where I typically do most of my voiceover work, and that's one of the things that Mike Rowe is very good at. That's where he got his start. He actually started working at a radio station. He was just like a mailboy. Just kind of a clean the toilets, do whatever, sweep the floor. And they had a commercial of some kind one time they were doing. It was a fairly big radio station, and they said, "Hey, we have this advertisement we need to do." And the guy who normally does it for us, he's not here today. You want to jump in and just read this for us? So he did, and I believe it was for Pizza Hut. Well, next thing you know. This is back in the day when you got royalties. You did the read, and then you got your residuals, they called them. he started getting all these checks in the mail because they decided to use this guy nationally. So one of his first jobs was Pizza Hut. Just jumping right in the deep end. And, of course, now with all the content being created out there, it's just voiceover work is, it's challenging to find the work to qualify because a lot of people want to do it. The other issue is that you have, of course, AI now is in big competition. A lot of people are selling their voices. And this is, I actually had somebody try to do this to me. They actually tried to steal my voice. What they do is they put out these auditions and they want you to read this crazy, wacky script that doesn't make any sense. So you read this script, and what happens is if you get the job, it's like a $15,000 job. And then you read the script again a couple more times. You have to read it slow, fast, do all kinds of different things. And then they pay you this $15,000 or $20,000, which actually peanuts. With regard to what they're doing to you, because what they're actually doing is they're stealing your voice. A lot of these voices that you hear that are common voices for AI, like you'll see a video, a short, or whatever it is, you'll see something, and you'll... My dog is very restless right now. I don't know what's going on. You'll see all hear these voices, and now I'm starting to hear them on commercials. Like on regular television commercials. But these people have basically sold their voice content to these companies that can use them for AI. AI generates the voice, and of course they've got this, it's a one-time buyout typically. And you can use it. I think there's a couple of different AI generators. I don't think ChatGPT will do it, but I think that there's a couple of generators out there, the AI generators, that will actually, you can give them a script and they'll read it for you. You know, they'll do a thing, play a video with a script, and they'll say, create a video or create a background narration for this, and it'll do it. It'll put the thing all together. They're all typically very generic, and depending on how you type the script and the words in the script, The AI is so stupid that it's sometimes will say stupid things like numbers and letters and certain things, the way certain things are spelled, pronunciations. It's not always very good on those kinds of things. So you have to literally spell some things phonetically so that it will actually pronounce some things correctly. But in the meantime, so we'll jump right into it. We're going to talk about some political things because there's some political things going on. So we're going to definitely talk about some things here. In the meantime, my dog is going nuts. I don't know why. I have a 12-month-old puppy. He's about 90 pounds. And sometimes he's just a little bit restless. But that will not stop the show. That will not stop the content oozing from my face here. We have... couple things I want to get into, just some things that have happened over the weekend. It was kind of a slow news weekend. However, there were some significant things that happened. Of course, now there's this attack. It was a terrorist attack out in Denver. And I don't mean this. I'm not joking about that. I'm just saying it's the way the media has and the local, of course, the local, call them local yokels, the local police department. Law enforcement has. They don't want to call it a terrorist attack yet. They're not going that far yet. We'll get into that a little bit. And the comments of some of the things that Bill Clinton. I can't. Even when I think about this, it's just so ridiculously stupid. It makes me laugh. The Bill Clinton was interviewed. Oh my word. Of course, the news media still takes Bill Clinton seriously, and they treat him with respect, even though this was a guy who was, jeez, he did all the things that they accused Trump of. Trump's this terrible, terrible guy who's a misogynist and, he's a womanizer and all this stuff. And you have Bill Clinton, who was just the most. They call Trump a pig, and I don't know how you, And yet you treat, you know, Bill Clinton with all this respect and actually ask him his opinion. This guy, now, because I'm going to get into this whole Jake Tapper thing, and we'll talk about it after a bit, I think. We'll talk about the Jake Tapper thing. We'll talk about this terrorist attack first, because it's there's a lot more going on. The polls, by the way, the Democrat Party polls are a mess right now. The Democrats are, they are underwater in a big way, even among people in their own party. They are really, now, of course, the Republican Party, the party loyals, they are very solid, you know, yes, more of this, keep going kind of thing. Government's not doing enough. They need to keep doing more in terms of, you know, doing more of what their agenda is. The Democrats don't trust either party right now. The Republicans, of course, are pretty much lockstep. The country nationwide, though, including independents, Democrats are underwater. I think there's this one. I was going to possibly play this one clip of the polls. We'll get into that later in the week. But the it is they're down to like 16% approval compared to the. Like 34%, I think, approval of the Republican Party, whatever it is. It's just this guy has all kinds of these different matrix that he's got lined up, and it's really pathetic. Even among their own Democrats, the party is just so disappointed in themselves. They're so divided amongst themselves, and yet to hear Joaquin Jeffries and some of these other people who are out there talking about their agenda and their party and everything that they're doing, you would think that they're just well, you know, we don't have the presidency right now or whatever it is. They're just kind of talking other. Now, I'm going to play this. This is a video from Memeology 101. He has a tendency to throw in little comments here and there. I'm not sure if he's going to do that or not on this one. And occasionally there's some cussing. I'm hoping he doesn't. Yeah, there's this one part right there about 33 seconds. Well, I think he says something there. I'll try to edit that out. I just never know what the guy's going to say. He always has something at the end to say, and it's usually pretty bad. But we'll see what he has to say. So just be aware if you have children in the room or you don't want to, you know, hear this kind of thing. Just, you know, for the next minute and a half, just turn the volume down and stare at your screen or whatever you're looking at. So here we go. This is.
Aging, there's this book that came out that talks about Joe Biden and the people around him seeing that he had cognitive and physical decline. Did you ever have a moment with him where you thought maybe he was unfit to run for president? No.
That's bullshit. Oh,
I thought he was a good president. The only concern I thought he had to deal with was could anybody do that job until they were 86? And we'd had several long talks. I had never seen him and walked away thinking he can't do this anymore. He was always on top of his brief.
You never saw any cognitive decline?
So I didn't know anything about any of this, and I haven't read the book. I saw President Biden not very long ago, and I thought he was in good shape. But the book didn't register with me because I never saw him that way.
Why didn't you read the book?
I didn't want to, because he's not president anymore.
Oh.
This is Homer.
How convenient.
And I think he did a good job. And I think we are facing challenges today without precedent in our history. And some people are trying to use this as a way to blame him for the fact that Trump was reelected.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm dumbfounded by this. First of all, Bill Clinton. I don't know how old is Bill Clinton now. Is he older than Biden? I don't think he is. Let's type it in the old Google box here. See, we get there. I should say DuckDuckGo box. We have how old is Bill Clinton? How old is Bill Clinton? How old is Bill Clinton's wife? You should see all the different. I just want to know how old Bill Clinton is. Everything else is how old is Bill Clinton's daughter? How old is Bill Clinton this? Bill Clinton that? All the automatic fill-ins are nothing about the. So in 1946, which makes him 78 years old as of today. 78 years old, is that right? 78, he's got to be 80 years old. He's got to be 80, doesn't he? I don't know. I guess he's 76, so 78 years old. Now, he's definitely much more cognizant, even though he's still out of it. I mean, he's you know, they're going to the geriatric ward and asking Bill Clinton what to tell you about cognitive function. Oh, I never saw anything wrong with him. I thought he did a great job. Poop my pants. The guy is. Why are they? I don't understand why they're asking Bill Clinton anything at this point. Who gets an interview with this guy? He's a creepy guy. It's just the way he was looking at this interviewer. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. So why? So then he has the audacity to say, people are using it to say, that's why they lost the election, or whatever. Well, that's why Trump's president, they're blaming him. Yeah. Blame whatever. If he did such a great job, if he was such a great president, did such a great job, Bill, why did they think they so handily lose? Whose fault do you think this is? Is this the Republicans? Well, yeah, because the Republicans, they just had such a huge turnout. They really convinced the people about, being a black woman. She's black and she's a woman. Both those things, they just really came out against both. Is that the narrative they're going with on this whole thing? That's the narrative they're going with. It was racist misogyny that did it. Yeah. We have, anyway, that's Bill Clinton. That's the Bill Clinton moment for the year. That's all I'm going to give him for the year. The Molotov cocktail attack. There's an attack. Of course, now here's what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened here. Give you some details. These are the very clear details of what was going on, and then the attack itself. And you tell me whether this is a targeted terrorist attack or not. Without even watching the video, there's video of this whole. There's at least the very very aftermath. I'm sure there's going to be some video coming out soon that will have actual. Probably because there's all these people out there running around, and I'm sure somebody caught this thing live. You're always being video recorded everywhere. There's an event by pro-Jewish individuals, pro-Israeli individuals, and it's called Run for Your Life. And they're having a run. It's a walk-run type thing. And as there's a park there, and of course, as they're running around this part of the park, it was well, very well known that this event was going to be happening. A fellow by the name of something, Muhammad something, something, Ahmed something, who immigrated here. I don't know if he's legal or illegal or undocumented. About 2 years ago, which you know who the president was 2 years ago. And shouting free Palestine, all the whole thing, doing the whole thing, shouting pro Gaza, pro Hamas, pro Palestinian, whatever stuff, while throwing Molotov cocktails at people that were running in this Run for Your Life event for raising funds for Jewish people. And in the process of doing this, I think he severely injured one individual. Several of us were injured as well. And but the now the head of the FBI or the deputy director, one of the two, came out right away and said this was a targeted terrorist attack. Pretty clear to see that, actually. I mean, it's pretty obvious. He was, you know, they got him on video there shouting all kinds of stuff. And the local city police chief comes out and does an interview. And they ask him, and say, well, the FBI is claiming that it's this is a targeted terrorist attack, or it was a terrorist attack. And, of course, he says, well, I've been in touch with the local FBI here, and then we've been back and forth, and said, we're not calling it a terrorist attack yet because we don't have all the information yet. Oh, okay. Yeah, if the guy would have been wearing a red hat and his name would have been John O'Connell, I wonder how soon they would have been to profile this guy. They it amazes me the selective bias that they have is unbelievable. But the they don't want to call it a terrorist attack. Oh, it's too soon to do that. Well, we'll have an investigation. We'll come out with some reprimands after about a year, and we'll come out with we'll release his manifesto in about 5 years when everybody forgets about it. Yeah. So prayers go out to the folks who got attacked and who were injured, and hopefully they'll be okay. Ridiculous stuff. One of the main thing. This is Mishmash Monday, by the way. So it's just a mishmash of things. I want to get into this whole thing about Jake Tapper. Again, he's really kind of on the hot seat right now because he's coming out. He has to kind of fess up to a lot of things at the same time. Try to find someone else to blame in the midst of this whole thing, and that's not working out so well for him. People are seeing right through the manure that is all spread over the window, seeing right through it because it's apparently running. But so look at the timeline on this thing. So Kamala loses the election the day after the election. He says the day after the election, we decided to write this book. Now, if Kamala would have won the election, I've said this before, there would be no book. Jake Tapper would not have made a book. He would not be coming out saying anything at all. It would have been next subject. Oh, look at the history. That would have been all about the celebration. Jake Tapper, I think, is probably one of the worst news anchors. He doesn't come out as a commentator. He's not like a Sean Hannity who, blatantly says he says he's not Republican, but he says I'm registered as an independent. I'm registered in the state of New York as an independent. And yet he has people on like Lindsey Graham and all these other people who are just, just the rhinos of the parties. He's probably about as much establishment. And he'll just go along with whatever he needs to get ratings, but he's never really been able to be the guy. There was a time there, I think he was really, when Fox was probably at the top of their game, they had Glenn Beck. They had, they would have on Rush Limbaugh occasionally. They had Tucker Carlson. There was a time there where they had all these, Megyn Kelly, all these people were on their broadcast. And I think they were probably, they had the probably the best focus at that time of the cadre that they had of people that they had there. It was not that they all, not that they are, they were the best at advertising, but the they had good commentators. They had good shows. You could watch any one of them, and you could enjoy it. It was a good discourse, good talk, to some extent. Then all of a sudden, things changed in there somewhere, and I know there was a change in management. Some things changed with ownership and management. Some other things, policy wise, coming down from the top. So there were some things that changed. Of course, they lost some people. Some people quit. There were people I didn't like. There were people I did like in terms of commentators. But the overall Fox team, I think, was fairly solid. Sean Hannity was always kind of vying for that number one position. Never really got it. And he's just, I don't know about the guy. He just kind of seems kind of over. I don't know. Came up with, I've never taken the time to really think about it because I really don't care to think about it. But in the midst of it all, we had, my brain is just not working this morning. But no, I've been pretty busy working a lot lately. Yeah. Ironically, I have time off and I'm working more. Yeah. So where was that? So the irony in this whole thing is that I'm okay. Don't worry. I'm just thinking through a lot of thoughts here because I'm trying to put all this whole thing together. So Jake Tapper makes this announcement the day after the election. Goes into this whole spiel of, well, why didn't somebody say something about his cognitive, because apparently the cognitive, all of a sudden we're talking about Joe Biden. He's not talking about Kamala Harris. Well, the reason we got such a bad candidate is because Joe Biden was, he stepped out of the race too late. So really what you're saying, now think about what they're saying here, because this is where things get really, I get ticked off when they do this kind of, because they redirect and they try to say something else without saying the obvious. Obviously, Kamala Harris was not a good candidate, even though they were propping her up the entire time. Obviously, Joe Biden should have stepped out sooner, even though they kept telling us, oh, you can't say that he doesn't have a cognitive. Oh, no, you can't say that he has cognitive. Are you a doctor? Oh, you must be a doctor if you're saying something about cognitive abilities. You're diagnosing him over the television? Oh. How dare you? So why did Joe step out? I keep asking this question. I think this is the question that they need to keep asking Joe. They need to keep asking people in the Democrat Party. Why did Joe step down from running for president? Why did he step down? What's the real reason? And don't give me some kind of ideology and some kind of highfalutin kind of something about his. Well, he thought it was time to pass the torch. Oh, he's so honorable. He's so brave. Just a, what? And now they're blaming him for all this. Now, there's a reason why Jake Tapper had to come out and get this all cleared up and try to, well, why didn't we, somebody should have, oh, they lied to it. The administration lied to us. We need to make sure that we go after these people for it. We need to make sure that there's cognitive. So now guess what he's doing? He's starting to turn this whole cognitive and health-related issues that we didn't know about under Biden. Well, now, so people, when you ask him about accountability, and you ask the Democrat Party about accountability, well, we want to move forward. In other words, we don't want you to forget about it. Or we want you to forget about it. We don't want to talk about it. We want you to forget about it. We just want to move on. Because now we need to go after this president, the current. Oh, well, we're not going to let that happen again. We're going to go after this president now. Don't worry, we're going to go after this one. We might have missed it on the last one, but we'll get this one. Because look, he said a couple things wrong. He misspoke on a couple things. Okay, first of all, Donald Trump speaks to the media for hours every day. He spends over 2 hours a day talking to the media. Media access, over 2 hours a day, directly. Let alone the press conferences and everything else that's going on with Caroline Leavitt and all this stuff. This is on top of this. He's like literally got people asking him questions. He's in the White House signing bills, doing stuff, getting stuff done, constantly in touch with the media, answering questions on the plane, answering questions here and there. And it's just one thing after another. He's getting stuff done and answering questions and talking to the media. Do you think at some point he's gonna have a couple of slip-ups here and there? Now I agree. I don't think he's quite as sharp as he was, and I think he's got some speech ability. What would you call it? Not impediments, but some issues. Ever since he's been shot, I've noticed this has happened, and I don't know what's going on. I think it's a muscle issue, something going on with his speech. But I don't think it's affecting his ability to function as president. And it's not like he's walking around lost, not knowing where he's going. I think he's still walking into meetings and he's still running the show. The media now has turned on Jake Tapper to some extent. Why are you bringing all this? Why are you writing a book? Of course, now he's being asked this question. Why'd you write the book? Why'd you write this book? Well, I suppose a lot of people, and now he makes this comment about income, which is really bizarre. I'll probably try to play this later on in the week at some point. They ask him about his, did you sell this book? Are you making income on this book? Is that what you're, now he says, well, I make income. I'm not going to get into my income, but my primary income is from, I think it's a CNN, whatever it is, whoever it works for. And he makes this comment about, well, I make income from other sources as well, but this is my primary source of income. Why is he even talking about that, first of all? But then he goes into this whole thing about the book. He goes, well, I'm not writing the book. Some people write books because they want to get their ideas out there. They want to get something out there because, of course there's money involved. You make money on the book. And I'm really happy about the sales of the book. Now you have to understand, there are literally clubs. I didn't know this about book sales, especially on Amazon. There are these clubs out there where these people belong to a club. And so you're a book writer's guild or whatever you are. And what ends up happening is you kind of commit to each other that when somebody puts out a book, they will all buy your book. Everybody buys each other's books. So it's kind of a wash in the end. Everybody's kind of buying each other. So if I put a book out, everybody buys my book. And then whenever somebody else puts a book out, I have to buy that book because it sells. What it does is it boosts everyone's, that might be different genres or whatever they are, but they will put you into a particular category and you will be the best seller in that category. Not bestseller overall, but categorical bestseller. In other words, I'm a Amazon bestseller, New York Times bestseller, whatever it is, you're a bestseller. And what they don't tell you is in that category, might be the category of, farm news or something like that. And you're a bestseller in that particular category. And that's how they boost each other. That's the way they do this kind of stuff. And it's kind of shady in some ways because you're kind of messing with the algorithm, so to speak. Because it's almost like a conspiracy. Yeah, well, it is. You're all conspiring together to help each other. But It's kind of, they're not real upfront about it. So I'm kind of wondering how shady it is, or whether it's, it may not be illegal. I wonder if it's against some of these book companies' policies. I don't know. But that's what they're doing. And of course, now he's doing that. Of course, now I'm sure he upfront, somebody probably fronted him the money, paid him the money. And of course, he didn't write the book. Jake Tapper didn't write the book. He had a ghostwriter do this for him. And they put these this kind of stuff out. And of course, he's talking about all this insider information. How long has it been since the election? Just a few months since November. Eight months. Already got a book out. They just started writing the day after the election. I think it's him. And I think it's actually him and another guy. And he needs to be careful because Joe Biden says he can beat these guys up, by the way. And of course, Joe's still arguing that his cognitive abilities are just great, fine, no problem. And he would have won the election. So Joe, why did you step down? Still haven't got the answer to that question. Let's get a straight answer here, one that everybody can just land on. It's just too ambiguous. So we ended up with Kamala. And of course, Kamala's excuse is, well, she didn't have time to prepare for this. You're one heartbeat away from being the president of the United States. And you don't have time to prepare for a candidacy? You can't just step in and do it? And then you tell me there's not one thing you would have changed? I can't think of a thing that I would change that would have changed. Can't throw him under the bus. She's stuck in that mess, that stew that she's in. Can't disassociate herself too far from the president. Well, the guy in the office, anyway. He wasn't really in the office. They had a little studio for him to be in. So, too little too late, I should say. Too much hogwash going on. Oh, don't worry. We're going to go after this president. Don't worry. We're not going to let that slide again. We'll make that mistake again until the next Democrat gets in the office. So nobody's buying this crap. And it looks bad for Jake Tapper. Of course, this is just causing the media approval ratings to go down. Their polls are going down. Jen Psaki, I think, has the biggest decline in viewership of all the commentators right now. They're just running out. Because people only listen to Trump bad for just so long. Now, there's recently a spy that was caught in, I think he might work for the NIA or some, he works for one of the intelligence agencies, actually cybersecurity type, this is security. And he was in charge of internal security. One of these organizations, one of these agencies. Well, apparently the FBI is apparently not doing their job, apparently, because they caught this guy sneaking stuff out. Now, he's so Trump deranged, he wants out of the country. But he's sharing classified and top secret information. He was setting this whole thing up with some kind of a buyer someplace that he hadn't talked about compensation, but the biggest thing he wanted for compensation was, and Robert Gouveia had probably one of the best analysis of the whole thing so far that I've heard. He read the transcripts of everything that was going on with this whole thing. But this kid, he's in his 20s. And this is probably one of the things that bothered me or concerned me the most about the presidency and the administration right now. So you have people in all these organizations. You can't, they've already been vetted. They're already there. They're already doing the job. But how many of them do you know that possibly could be moles, whether they be in the Secret Service directly protecting the president and or in positions in the deep state, so to speak, the administrative state that doesn't always change hands? So here's this kid working in this high-level position. He has access to all this top-secret information and classified information. And he's presenting himself. He provides the, what do you want to call it, the agent that he thought he was talking to, somebody from a foreign country. He's talking to this agent about the providing product, they call it product, which is just nothing but, you know, he provided like five or six different documents and some information on some top secret classified stuff just to show that he could do it. So to prove to these people that he has credibility and he can do this kind of stuff. And he just, but one of the things he wanted was asylum. Basically, he wanted to be able to have citizenship in their country. And that was one of his forms of compensation that he wanted. Of course, he was caught. He was on video showing, took his notebook in. He had his notebook. He was writing down, you know, handwriting stuff off this screen. And then he would, fold up the papers and stuff them in his socks. Kind of reminds you of, Sandy Weinberg, whatever the guy's name was. Stuffing stuff into his shorts. Well, that's normal. We're supposed to be, that's just the way Sandy does that. Yeah, that's the Sandy. It was Sandy Weinberg. I think it was Sandy Weinberg. I think it was the guy's name. It's going into the records department and stuffing papers into his shorts, into his pants. Oh, that's just the way he does stuff. That's what we're supposed to believe. He's covering up stuff. He's taking documents out of them. Got away with it. Now they're doing all kinds of stuff. Of course, their heads are coming off because they believed Elon Musk was fired. Now Elon Musk was fired. It's a big mess over there at the White House. It's a tremendous mess. So he's gotten fired, or he's resigning. He's frustrated. He's resigning. He's fired. He's mad. He's fired. Whatever it is, he's trying to go after Steve Miller's wife. He's taking a lot of drugs. He's on all kinds of drugs. He's a drug addict. All this stuff about Elon Musk, all of a sudden, what is wrong with these people? And it's still, here's the problem. I don't care. What? First of all, he had a temporary job. I think it was 134 days, 136 days, 100, whatever it was, that he was, he was considered a temporary worker. He can only work for so long. And he had, that gets him around his being able to not have to devalue himself or divest himself from any kind of his businesses or anything. He can work for a certain period of time. It's like 3 months or whatever it is. 4 months, three months, 4 months. And so, but Doge will go on. Doge was an agency before he even stepped in. They renamed the organization, the agency, made it into what it is. So that's really not about, it's just so ridiculous. So now the news media, their heads popping off. Because they just didn't do any research at all. They just came up with all this stuff. Oh, yeah, Doge is going down because Elon Musk is leaving. We won. We beat him. Of course, now he's also, he's a drug addict, and he was philanderer. So that's what they're doing with the guy. Which is not to be unexpected. Now, all this stuff is going on, and of course they're still going after Trump. And this one Trump deranged. Now the reason this kid was doing all this stuff with the documents and the whole thing they caught him for was because he doesn't like the presidency. He wants to get out of the country because he thinks the country's going downhill. And of course he's trying to help this other country because it was supposedly a friendly company or country. It wasn't an adversary. It was a. So he's trying to sell secrets to somebody for, I don't know what, for whatever reason, but he's, it's just bizarre. People get so deranged with stuff that they'll, now keep in mind the punishment for this kind of thing. If he gets off easy, it's life in prison for doing what he did, which I'm betting he probably will get off easy on this one. He'll probably have life in prison. Probably be available for parole in about 20 years if he's, on good behavior type stuff. The max penalty is death. If he would have been a little bit more malicious in what he was doing and been selling secrets and actually doing something that would have been dangerous to national security, he could definitely be executed for that. this is how crazy people are. When you stop and think about it, you have this person who's protesting the killing in Palestine. In Gaza, sorry. Palestinians in being killed in Palestine. Gaza, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It's not Palestine. Whatever. So this guy comes out protesting that. So what does he do? Randomly tries to kill people. People who have nothing to do with it, people who can't change anything, really. They're just out trying to raise some money to help people who are hurting. And this guy decides to take it upon himself. He's going to be a vigilante. This is where people go with this kind of stuff. And this is why I don't like the rhetoric. This is why the rhetoric is so dangerous, and people who get so self-righteously indignant that they think they're going to be the hero. I'm going to be the hero. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to stop all these people. I'm going to lay down my life for whatever purpose they have in their mind for that at the moment. The craziness of it all. And the sad thing here is that they really aren't winning over anybody by doing what they're doing. The severe, crazy protesting, the raging, just crazy rhetoric that comes out of their mouth. And they act like that's going to change the situation. It never does. And yet they continue to do it, and it's about them feeling good about themselves. It's about look at me. I went out and I was a social justice warrior. I care so much. I just have so much passion for these people. I'm going to change the world. It's such a bizarre, twisted, psychotic event that's going on in their head. I mean, you have to step back once in a while when you see that kind of thing and think, could I go there? I'm sure I could. So you just have to kind of measure and be very deliberate about the things that you're passionate about and the things that we, commit to in this regard. So folks, it'll be a big week ahead of us. We have a lot to talk about, and I think we'll just wade into the waters, as they say, as the week goes on. Hopefully my brain will start working a little bit better. Sleeping is a little bit of a challenge. Getting enough sleep is a little bit of a challenge these days, but we'll talk about that later. I have tomorrow, Topical Tuesday, I've got some topics we'll talk about. Some specifics. I probably will have some audio for you to listen to for your listening pleasure here on the show. Hopefully, I'll have a live broadcast at some point this week. It's either going to be tomorrow or Wednesday. I would guess probably going to be tomorrow. So the show will probably be a little bit, the show will be later in the day. However, I normally record earlier. When I go live, I go later. So it works out that way. Anyway. Folks, God bless. Have a great rest of your week. Take care. See ya.